I mean, until the cream rolls on it, mm-hmm. and clabbered. Then you mix that into the churn, and it was churned.
Even before that, as soon as you milk the cow, say you want to drink the milk, what did you have to do before you could?
You're not anything, we'll just stir the cream and all together. And you had whole milk.
You ever strained the milk?
That's right, you just strained it, and that would get rid of anything that might have fallen in the milk.
What did you carry of? When you carry feed to the hogs, what do you use, what do you call that?
We had what we call the slop bucket.
It's just like a bucket you carry water.
That's right. That's just like you carry water on you and all. It was a big old... We used to get fish in kits, and some of them were great big ones. And then there was lard that came in some of those wooden buckets that would make one that would hold 5 gallons at the time, and we'd have a shelf outside.
Do you have a special name for that, for lard that came like that? Do you have any kind of special name for it?
Lard buckets, the only thing I'd ever heard.
Then the thing you carried milk in, was that just a bucket too? You call it a bucket or a pail?
A pail, we always called it the milk pail.
What are some of the cooking utensils you had in the...
Well, we had the regular old hoe-cake back here and the skillet, and...
Is that the same thing as a frying pan, a skillet?
The frying pan is the same thing as a skillet, the baker has a shallow body that you bake your cornbread in and you bake your biscuits in. You don't want to bake biscuits in a deep container unless we have aluminum pans that's, say, got a little body about a half inch high, just enough to keep what grease you put in there from cooking out.
Do you ever have a frying pan with little legs on it?
That's